Friday morning and the sand is rapidly falling through the hourglass as the year comes to a close, but 2014 will not go quietly, as Mara Davis can attest. Mara, good to see you.
If I'm in the room, there's nothing ever that's quiet.
No, okay.
Ever.
I was referring to music. You know that.
So the days of our lives. How was your Christmas? Did you have a nice day?
I spent too much, ate too much, and yeah, it was great.
Well, that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. Okay, so if you want to burn off some calories or if you got some gift cards where you want to spend some money, here's some music where you can get it all out. Saturday night at the Egyptian Ballroom at the Fox Theater, which is the upstairs part of the Fox Theater. It's St. Paul and the Broken Bones, and this is a band that I've talked about a long time. I really think they're great. They've got that big, you know, horn section sound, and they feel like they're an older school band, and they're pretty new.
It's a blue-eyed soul band, if I can use that hackneyed phrase, but yeah, these guys channel Marvin Gaye, Otis Redding. St. Paul is Paul Janeway, the lead singer.
I mean, the Fox, the Egyptian Ballroom is pretty intimate, so I think this is a very cool situation for music. That's St. Paul and the Broken Bones at the Egyptian Ballroom at the Fox Theater on Saturday night.
And Mara, I know you have a conflict because I know you like St. Paul and the Broken Bones, but you also love Ruby Valmas Old Phonics performing the same night in Atlanta. So what are you going to do?
Here's the thing. I kind of have a girl crush on her. That's how it goes. I think she can sing. I think she's beautiful. I think she's got an edgy, funky look. I think she is an artist who is just ripe to be breaking out, and she is working so hard. I mean, she treats this band like a business, and I like her style. She's got a new single out that you turned me on to. I didn't even realize it was out there, and I love it.
Tried on a Smile is the new single. Great song.
Ruby Vell and the Sylphonics, that's Saturday night at the Earl. Okay, so now here's an artist that's so popular that they've been booked for three nights at the Variety Playhouse, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's Railroad Earth. I love that this is a power bluegrass jam band from Jersey.
Yeah, what's with that? You know, bluegrass used to be only in the South and the Ozarks, and now it's in Boston, it's in Jersey, it's in New York.
Well, I think it's the whole jam band phenomenon. I think because jam bands, I think people who are into that style of music have a real appreciation for it.
Memories of some sweet days, some new ones just begun.
Members of the band say, well, we're not bluegrass, we just play acoustic instruments. We play rock on those.
That's Railroad Earth, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday at the Variety Playhouse.
And on New Year's Eve, and I got my calculator out, and I figured out this artist has played Atlanta four times in 2014. This is his fifth appearance. He is one of the greatest. Greg Allman is playing New Year's Eve at Symphony Hall again.
He's like Father Time of rock. Yeah, Greg Allman at Symphony Hall. I think it's just great. I think that's a great way to ring in the new year with, you know, a little Midnight Rider. Hey now, like how I did that?
Very good.
So I would think that would be a fun way to spend New Year's Eve. That's Greg Allman at Symphony Hall.
I got one more.
I just came up with that.
Yeah, that was very good.